This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When he says, "Give me relief from my distress," I found out this. It literally has to do with feeling bound, restricted, tied up. Have you ever felt bound by a situation in your life? And you just feel, "I feel so constricted and restricted." And I think the King James phraseology is, "Enlarge me in my distress." It means to release me from that which binds me. Some of you came today to church and you feel bound up about something. There's a problem in your marriage. There's a problem with your family. There's a problem in your situation at work. And you just feel bound by it. And God's the one who says, "I can release you emotionally and spiritually. Give me relief from my distress." When he starts talking to people in his prayer, you know what I thought of? Have you ever prayed for a son or daughter, your husband or wife, a parent, your brother or sister? And you're praying for somebody, and then you start talking in your self-talk to that person. You're praying for somebody, you say, "Get your act together." In self-talk, in your heart. And you know what that's like. David's praying to the Lord, and then he speaks to people that aren't there in the room. "How long will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods?" You know what the greatest delusion is in our culture today? Three words, and here's what millions of people believe. The greatest delusion in our culture is this: man is God. The highest being in the universe is man. We're it. It's all about us, and we are the highest being in the universe. And a lot of people honestly and truly believe that. No acknowledgement of a creator. No acknowledgement of the Lord God Almighty. It's all about us. We are the highest beings in the universe. And that's loving a delusion. And it's a very arrogant, a very self-centered delusion. How long will you seek false gods? We don't have idols in the sense of a wooden god or a stone god or a metal god. We just practice idolatry. We just practice idolatry. Years ago, I was in a library, a public library, and I was studying, brought in my briefcase of books and to study, and I just happened to pick out a table and sat down, and there was a man on the other side of the table, and I noticed he had one or two Bibles and he had some commentary. So I said, "Are you a minister?" He said, "No, I'm studying for a PhD in Old Testament, and I'm just working on my doctoral thesis." And so there wasn't any way I was going to impress him with my intellectual prowess. So I said, "Well, what are you working on? You tell me what you're into." And he told me a story that caused him to choke up. And I was really moved by it because it was about this verse. He said, "I've been studying in the Old Testament times, the pagan Canaanites and all those pagan nations. Oftentimes a custom was you would take the name of your God and you would take a knife and literally would carve it, you know, like a marking on your hand," which is interesting and like in today with people using knives to cut themselves, self-mutilation. Or they would paint or tattoo the names of their gods, their pagan deities, on their hands. So when they would stand and pray, they would have the names of their deities. But this guy studying his doctorate said, but in Isaiah 49:16, God is speaking. And he says, "I have your name on my hand." And he teared up. He said, "Do you get the irony of that? Here people were carving the names of their pagan deities, their pagan gods on their hands, and God says, 'Your name's on my hand.' What a difference. We serve a God who says, 'Your name is on my hand.' He hears, he listens," and that's the point of that story.
Well, the title of the series, Seven Prayers That Can Change Your Life, the text this week is Psalm 4. I'm going to ask you to read it and pray it this week. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.